It's the Michael Mara Show.
I've been dreaming all day about having you all to myself for 3 days. Relaxing, laughing, talking, sleeping, and making love.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's waste no time. This gentleman has been nice enough to join us today. I have been wanting to interview this guy for just about as long as I've been in this radio business.
Really?
And we are thrilled to have him on the show, Dr. Drew, host of Loveline and also Celebrity Rehab. Dr. Drew, hello.
Hey, Mike, what took so long?
I don't know, man. I swear to God. I don't want to go so far as to say I'm gay for you, but I really am kind of gay. I mean, you're everything.
Careful what you say.
Now, let me say this right at the beginning, all right? You're everything I'm not. All right?
Wow.
You studied in school, which I probably should have done. I really should have been a professional. I'm not.
Okay.
All right? You seem to be, at least on the TV and on the radio, very even-tempered. I am not.
Yes.
I throw
golf clubs. And I the other day in here, I knocked a chair over because they hadn't changed the word in my proflowers.com copy. Okay?
I've done that. When it comes to the proflowers thing, I've done that.
You know where I'm coming from.
Yeah, I know that.
And it was something about mom, and I got mad. But, and the other thing, what's the last part? Okay, it was at college. It was also the volatile.
Oh,
and you're a good-looking guy. Well, don't get me started on that, Dr. Drew, because I've got a little bit of a shopping list there, too.
And yet here we are working in the same business.
And here I am, and are you ready for something from me? Guess what I did today? Would you like to know?
No.
Yeah. I introduced the president of our company, Dr. Drew.
Oh, how exciting. That is cool.
Yes.
Well done.
And I killed, brother.
Nice. I can imagine. You've got away with words.
Is there anything that shocks you, Dr. Drew? You've heard it all, haven't you?
You know what? Nothing shocks me anymore, but I'm still deeply embarrassed and troubled by stuff. I still want to wear a bag over my head half the time after I've been talking to some of these people. But I've heard it all. I mean, nothing surprises or, well, rarely is anything shocking. Surprised me. And that was kind of the naive place I started in radio, was just it was stuff I was seeing out in the clinical world just brought into the radio. So it was no surprise to me that that's what kids were doing, for instance, or this what drug addiction's about. I mean, just what's going on in our country.
And Dr. Drew, for those of you that are just tuning in, his radio show is Loveline. It's right here on WJFK. You can hear that weeknights at 10 o'clock. It's another thing, even the radio show, even your radio show, it's like it's totally in control, and this is
very
and
cool.
This is a daily train wreck in here. You know, this is 500 things going on simultaneously. You just who's that guy you work with? What's his name?
Stryker.
Stryker.
But his job is to be out of control. My job is to be in control.
But right? I just love it. I mean, I really do. I love your show, and I love the way both of you guys interact with your callers. Mm-hmm. And this is a legitimate question, and I want you to answer me honestly.
All right.
Do you ever completely lose it?
I'm verging on that right now.
I love this guy.
The reason being is that it has nothing to do with you guys. I'm sorry to say.
I thought it was us.
Darn.
But it's. I have not slept. I've been on this sort of tour. I've had to go to New York and then here. I did some stuff for the ONDCP in the White House this morning, and I have not slept in 3 days.
Really?
And I feel like throwing the chair sounded very appealing to me when you described it. And then I thought about ProFlowers. I thought it's not worth it.
Here's a behind the scenes for all of you people.
It is worth it, Drew.
Behind the scenes, Dr. Drew calls on time, which is, right away.
Amazing.
And that's because he does this for
a
living. So he understands, I think, that. Also, being very generous with his time today.
Thank you for
that. And, you're a cool guy. I do watch also the Rehab show on VH1.
It was good, right?
Celebrity Rehab. We recently we had one of your clients on.
Who'd you
recently,
have?
Our favorite, my girl, Mary Carey.
Oh, did you have her recently or just...
She was on the show, like last week? Wasn't
10 days ago, I think.
Yeah, 10 days.
Mary struggles. Is she doing okay?
She seemed okay. Really thought, and that, since I'd interviewed her before I saw her on the show also, I really enjoyed how you kind of cut right through to the whole porn star mentality as well with her, where she's like the bad girl acting out, and that plays into it. Let me ask you first. I'll jump ahead and ask you some questions about the Rehab show.
Sure.
Do celebrities, Dr. Drew, do they have certain patterns when it comes to substance abuse that other people might not, necessarily have?
It's It's a great question, and I'm actually writing a book kind of about this topic, which is the nature of the, you know, people, their industry's built around looking at celebrities and examining what they're doing and TV shows every night.
Right.
And the constant refrain is, why can't they find love, and how could they behave like that?
Right.
Well, you know, you work in radio, so you know we get a lot of people on our shows, and in Love Line we get them actually in the studio.
Yeah.
And they would always pull me aside and tell me about their lives and the pathologies they're having, and then I would treat a lot of them at the unit. I thought, well, you know, celebrities, they clearly are very, very mentally, have a lot of mental illness. They have a very disturbed population.
That's right.
And
well, you can look at the suicides and you can see that. I mean,
and the drug use and the relationship problems and all the chaos. And that's all. Those are all signs of serious emotional stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so for one whole year, I gave a personality inventory to everybody that came on the show.
Oh,
and
see, he's a smart guy.
He is.
And we were able to document for the first time in history. There's never been any science on celebrities before because they don't get at them. We were able to document that they have lots of trauma and abuse, lots of addiction and come from addiction, and a very high incidence of narcissistic personality traits.
What?
Yeah, us? Surprise. Shocking. Shocking.
No way.
Just slightly behind radio people.
Radio people, I'll give myself as an example. I will offer myself up because, I mean, the fact is I have some issues. I'll give a little background, Dr. Dew. I mean, look, I'm being selfish because I've wanted to interview you for a long time.
Yeah.
Because I think you're fascinating on the radio and on television, and partly out of purely selfish reasons. The selfish reason, I've been married twice. On my third relationship. Been in this relationship I believe, 5 years. God, I hope it's five. Is it 5 years?
About five.
I think it's 5 years. It's not 2 years, Rob.
I'm sorry, Mike.
It's not 2 years.
I'll update my calendar.
I've been, but I think when I go out to have, first of all, I don't do drugs outside of beer and wine and booze. Mm-hmm. I do not do drugs. Thank you, Rob.
Is there momentum with wine and beer?
Well, yes, there's tremendous momentum.
Okay.
And I'm wondering whether that's, because I'm a radio guy or because maybe it's a generational thing I think it has to do a lot with the way we grow up and when we go out. And my generation, I was born and grew up in the 60s and 70s, really more the 70s.
Yep.
That's when the drinking began. The heavy drinking began. I feel like I'm in celebrity rehab. Why does part of me...
We're casting for season 2.
Oh, please.
Why does part of me think that I'm going to, like, get the quickie approach right now without having to really go? No, but our generation, like, it's the bingers, you know? It's not like I'll go 2 weeks at a time, but then I'll have a party, and I never want the party to end.
Yeah.
Do I fit into any kind of pattern?
What's your family history? Is there family history of alcoholism?
Oh, boy. That's a tough question.
Tell them your last name.
O'Mara. I'm a good Irishman.
Yeah.
Say no more.
That's what we call the Irish virus.
Dad liked his cocktails, but he never really had a problem with it. And they were kind of like the old generation of coming home,
like Bewitched.
They have their cocktail at night, and then maybe they have a nightcap before dinner.
Here's what you need to watch out for. I would say is that this is speculation on my part based on my clinical experience.
Speculate away.
In the people that have the genetic heritage you're describing and who tend to binge are at very high risk of spiraling out of control if something really stresses them. So what you have to watch is you can't get over that line. If you get over the line, there will be no coming back.
Whoa.
And that's how this disease, the biology of it sort of affects you. If you get to the point where you really can't control it anymore, it's going to be autonomous.
All right, Dr. Drew, I'm being serious here. I'm sitting in your office, and what I would say to you is, but Dr. Drew, I think I've been over that line and I have come back.
Exactly.
I'm being so honest now.
Listen to
my voice, too, with my laryngitis. Yeah. I sound like Andy Dick today, which doesn't help my cause at all.
Then either A, when you look back on your life, you're going to see that has continued to arc up. You know, things are still out of control now, just at a slower rate.
Oh, God.
Or B, you've replaced it with something else. Relationships, exercise, sex, gambling, something.
Work ethic.
Workaholism. Wow. Something else can step in and sort of replace that drive a little bit. And it, too, will have consequences. And then you'll flip back to the alcohol.
Can I ask a related question, Dr. Drew?
Yeah.
This is Rob. Rob Spiewak, Dr.
Yeah, Rob. Radio.
This binge mentality, it seems to be something more recent or more prevalent in recent times. When did it start? Because you didn't seem to see a lot of people binging during World War II.
You know what I think it is? I really do believe this. Because I spent a lot of time on college campuses. I believe that our social, our male-female social fabric has become so unraveled that we do it to deal with that. The whole hooking up culture is something that is extremely anxiety-provoking for men. It's something they really want to do, but it's very tough. You have to walk up to somebody, fear rejection, and somebody you don't know, you're afraid you're going to hurt them. And women basically hate it. It makes them feel awful, so they have to use to medicate away their feelings. And between the two, the sort of unnatural social pressure, now you build in this momentum with substances to binge to deal with the social issues.
Because it's just becoming too much of a pressure cooker society in general.
And there's that also, right? And there's a lot of course, it's reinforced and whatnot. And you know, and also you got to remember, our family systems have been. This is a big issue all the way around with substance use, which is our families have been sort of destroyed. And there's a lot of abuse, a lot of neglect, and as a result, people can't regulate their feelings very well. So they look to, and what our culture offers them is drugs and alcohol as a way to do so.
You know, a question that I hear all the time from people is, is this because we've just got a smaller world now and the information superhighway and everything gets through to everybody and this type of abuse and this type of activity always existed?
No.
We just have better information systems now to find out about it.
Categorically, no.
Okay.
Because think about it. When somebody is a victim of child abuse, there's about, let's say, sexual abuse, there's about a 60% probability that they will become a perpetrator. If they become a perpetrator, it's not a one-on-one experience. They will do it to multiple kids,
and then
those
continues.
Kids to multiple kids. So it is it is more than exponential, more than logarithmic in its growth. And there's nothing to contain it anymore. There used to be really good. I mean, our society could control all that. Our families were intact. You can't contain it, so it spreads, and then the substances kick in. Then people do more of it, and it's really just out of control right now. It's just crazy.
If my girlfriend was on the internet and did a search, you can go to these different websites.
By the way, I want to say that interesting. I find it fascinating. We've backed away from your relationship history and questions.
No, I can go there anytime you want, Dr. Drew.
Noticed. That was my fault.
You know, you're a radio guy too. You know how it works. Just trying to fill 4 hours. That's how it goes.
It's like my paid me to do.
You know, I she was on the internet and actually did a search down at our place down in Florida and was absolutely petrified by the number of sexual offenders that were in a very, very short distance from my house. It was it's amazing. And I think that what I tell a lot of the guys that are a little younger than I am now, and we're about the same age, Dr. Drew, I'm a little younger. I said to these guys, I said, it is so easy to get laid nowadays. I mean, it's the internet. I mean, you just click and you click and hook. That's it. I would imagine you're seeing this would be contributing to a lot more sexual issues like venereal diseases and all that other stuff that happens as well.
Yes, but it's certainly there's the medical, biological consequences. But moreover, that kind of stuff, it goes really back into the addiction and mental health stuff because people just are acting out their mental health issues. It's, again, like having a crack pipe in your own bedroom when you've got a computer there, whether it's through porn or pornography or prostitution or just meeting people online. It all is just this incredibly powerful acting out tool, and it doesn't tend to be people who are healthy doing that. It tends to be people who are not healthy.
Well, porn can be healthy, and we, of course, advocate porn on this particular program. We enjoy it. I mean, I've never heard you speak of it, but I mean, I would imagine. I mean, porn can be healthy in some regard, right?
Yeah, I don't. You know, I don't like thinking about things as good and bad. I like thinking of them as healthy. And yeah, you can use that in a healthy way. I mean, for instance, we used to use it back in years ago. We would advocate it with when patients had AIDS or HIV, and a partner would say, you know, this is a way to get your needs met. So maybe use this. We certainly partners use it sometimes. It can be useful.
Okay, that's good. I'm going to take that as a it is good. See, I'm going to interpret it.
It is good.
All right. I'll get back to it. I will get back to my relationships.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. Point. I'm almost ready to do the Socratic method and just have Dr. Drew ask me the questions.
Well, let me ask some questions.
Please. Okay. Good. Thank you.
How did the other two end?
Horribly.
But I mean, what were the sort of dynamics?
They were both killed. No, I'm sorry. No, it's not true. No, I didn't
eat the mushrooms.
I've been divorced twice.
And what ended them?
Let me see. I think the first one was we were married too young.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll accept that for that.
And that really. The second one, I was. I have to say, I was very surprised. I didn't see it coming. But if you were to ask her, and I have to be completely fair, it was probably lack of communication, and I was not emotionally available
not
for
available.
Her. There are other issues, as far as I am concerned, that I really can't even talk about
her
on the radio.
Issues.
You know how that works, right, Dr.
Her issues?
Issues that I had with her.
Okay. And is there any quality about these, you know, the women you're attracted to? Is there any pattern here? Are you attracted to a certain kind of woman that tend to have the same histories or same issues?
Common thread?
I don't think so. I really don't think so. I think that
pretty.
You know, in my second relationship, I had two kids. I thought that would be it. I thought everything would be wonderful. And it was a classic case, and I'm sure you've heard this before, of I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
I really didn't know that this other person, and perhaps it was a little bit of that narcissism that you talk about before, mm-hmm. that I didn't see that coming. But there were also other factors, but, you know, there are legal documents that I signed up.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know how that works.
Okay. Is there anything different about your present one?
Yeah, I think that one of the things that I wanted more than anything else, I would say the single biggest difference outside of the amazing age difference that we have is that I have a 21-year age difference with this relationship that I'm in. Pause. I'm waiting for a comment from the good doctor.
Not there yet. Not there yet.
No, the really number one would be trust. That is actually what has attracted me and what has kept our relationship together.
You're more able to trust her.
I feel total trust, and I think it's mutual. I think we
you know what I pick up about you that I feel like James Ron Prog here or something, mm-hmm. but you're a much more sensitive guy than people would imagine, I bet.
I know.
Oh, Mike.
Fragile is the word.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ, I can't go on.
No, but I mean, there's a part of you that is deeply... deep, you know, very, very, runs a little deep and very easily, very human, the human side of you that could get hurt. But that's part that, you know, I'm going to say something funny. Many alcoholics
I love you, man.
Many alcoholics have that.
Oh, God!
Ouch.
Oh, my goodness.
We've gotten to the heart of it. We do have to, you know, it's true. It's a fun... discussion because I do think there are a lot of patterns I have. I think I get hurt very easily.
Yeah, I can feel that from you, and I think that perhaps the people you're attracted to don't cherish and protect that, at least your previous relationships, quite the way they should have.
Right
and,
on.
And they get into the conflict with you. I'm sure you can flare and you get irritable and angry, like you said, throw chairs and whatnot, and they focus on that, and they don't even really connect with that other part of you, which is really substantial. I hope you've got that going in this one.
You know, I will say, since you mentioned that, in both the previous relationships, that side, it was always communicated to me, oh, that's crap. That's not true.
That's not the real you.
You're faking it. You're
right.
Acting. You're
the real
being
you
about.
Is the angry, irritable, agitated.
That's amazing
that stuff,
the way
yeah.
you picked up on that. Man, oh, God, we're out of time with Dr. Dre.
We need more time.
Really, when you don't have to do the whole tour and everything, can you come back on the show sometime?
I promise you, we got much more work to do, you and me and Mike. And,
yeah.
And not only that, I'm telling you, there's a warm seat waiting for you there in season two.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's Celebrity Rehab.
And we have questions for you.
We have lots of questions. I mean, I got to like 4 out of the 40 questions I wanted to ask you.
All right, I promise you one day we will get to all 40.
Weeknights at 10 right here on WJFK in Washington, D.C. It's Loveline, also Celebrity Rehab on VH1. Dr. Drew, I'm giving you a round of applause.
Thanks,
you're a good guy, and come back and join us soon.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for the call.
You
bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, man.
Yeah, where'd it go? Like that.
That is without question the most unsatisfying interview. I want 3 more hours.
You know why? Because you're sensitive and you feel hurt.
I love him, man.
I know you do.
Is there another show on the radio that's harder to turn off than Loveline?
Oh, God. I love that show. I love Dr. Drew.
I mean, and who else can do basically softcore radio pornography at night and then be an expert on the Today Show the next morning?
Right.
He's a
I'm going to pay
broadcaster.
Dr. Drew out of my own salary to have him on a regular basis.
I think he's going to send you a bill after that interview.
Yeah. God, he knows me. He knows me, Rob. And I was gonna ask him like a regular doctor question about my laryngitis.
Oh.
Do you guys really know
that kind of
I am a sensitive flower?
Well, we do know that. Actually, we do know that about you.
We all are. All right, are you guys ready for our anniversary? We have time now. Can we do our anniversary stuff?
We all need to come in.
Beth Ann, come on. It's our 1 month anniversary.
Yay!
Yes,
a
sir.
A month already.
Bring everybody in. It's gift time.
We're spotting.
God, I had 400 questions that I didn't get a chance to ask.
I know. I had questions about him I wanted to ask him.
I wanted to ask about my vasectomy.
I wanted to ask whether medicine or broadcasting. Do your patients hit on you? All sorts of good questions. Here comes Beth Ann. Is Joe coming in?
You know they do.
All right. Katie.
Oh, Katie. Was Katie supposed to buy gifts?
Yeah.
All right, good. Okay.
Ouch.
I'm sorry.
She's a delicate flower.
She is delicate. She's sensitive, but we know that. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a miracle. We have received another one-month contract.
What?
We will be doing a second month of broadcasting here from WJFK in Washington and also around the country on the Westwood One Radio Network. Which
but
is
only
even,
because your speech went well today.
This is true. Otherwise, I would have been out the door.
Thanks, Mike.
Speaking of which,
yes?
I got an email from Michael Hughes while you were bearing your soul to Dr. Drew.
Yes.
And Dan Mason wants a copy of the first segment.
Really?
Uh-huh.
For the lawyers.
No, no, he was laughing.
Did you say who wrote the jokes?
Yeah, I mean, he heard the whole segment. He was enjoying it.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Dan Mason wants us. Oh.
Yeah, isn't that great?
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's
great.
Really great.
I think it's super.
What does he want us? Why? No, I'm sensitive. Serious. Why?
Because he liked it.
Oh, do you know that for 1,000% sure?
Yes.
If you do not know that, listen to me.
Get
if you don't know that, if you do not know that, for 1,000,000%. I mean, that has to be so solid. That has to be, listen to me, Beth
Ann. It is. I know.
This cannot be, you know, we're having a guest that made this great movie, and I look at the movie, and it's just ridiculous, like the guy that did Demons for Hillary or whatever. Not teeth. You're sure. It's positive.
Yes.
This is like, Michael Hughes knows this. This is not like sneaky, get the copy, and then I'm like called into the office.
You know what?
Like
tell Mason that it's on the website.
Download the podcast.
Rob, I don't need your anti-authority stuff now.
I'm only teasing Mr. Mason.
All right, here we go. It's the one-month anniversary. Let's all give ourselves a nice round of applause.
Yay. Awesome.
I'm so proud of all of you.
Proud.
Is the champagne, has it been chilling?
Oh,
it has been chilling.
I'll go get it.
All right, go get the champagne.
Oh, and I have cake.
Okay, cake is good. Cake is
champagne and cake.
Incidentally, you are more than welcome to call us with congratulatory telegrams. 877-365-3636. Man, oh man, that is like
you wanted so much more.
I wanted so much more with Dr. Drew. It's like I didn't realize I could be on with him. I need more medical people on this show.
You know what?
More people that can analyze me personally.
Can you imagine if we got him when he was like well rested? How great was he sleep deprived?
He's a good guy. I mean, he's the kind of guy that you do want to pour your soul out.
Yeah. Now you have blue brains.
I mean, we have to go. We have to.
That's how unsatisfied you are.
You know, you're good for one a week. Man, that is fantastic. No, I really feel like I could have, gone on for another hour or so.
Do you think he had a tie with his sleeves rolled up like he does on TV?
With his incredibly chiseled frame?
Hello.
Do you think he's sexy, Katie?
Dr. Drew?
Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's something about the guy, right?
In so many ways.
Okay. Beth Ann, do you find Dr. Drew sexy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
well, unanimous.
All right, I've got
Joe,
the champagne.
Joe, do you find Dr. Drew sexy?
So hot.
See?
Yes, that's hot.
It's universal.
That's okay.
And can you get some more?
Sure.
Incidentally, what's the hypnotist doing right now? Gary Conrad.
He's pacing in the hallway.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Bring him in so we can celebrate.
Okay.
Is he wearing a smoking jacket?
Here we go. I'm opening the champagne right now.
Yeah.
Or a one-month anniversary.
Don't get any on you, Mike.
We got some nice IMs congratulating us.
Very nice. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, my name is Hal.
Hi, Hal. How are you?
I'm okay.
What can we do for you?
I apologize. I am not listening to the show because I'm in Pittsburgh, and I only listen on the podcast.
Okay.
Because I'm in the car. But I know how much Rob likes the rules of the games that you guys play.
Oh, yeah. Too much so, in my opinion, sir.
I wanted to ask, are you still there?
I'm here. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask about the lard-ass game. Which I just finished listening to.
Right,
right.
The lard ass was chosen by three people.
Yeah.
And he lost.
Right,
right.
And now, if the other people had been chosen, they would have won, and the lard ass still would have lost.
It was all laid out at the beginning, sir. If you get a chance, watch the Game Show Network, catch an episode of What's My Line, and you'll understand.
It was $25 for each person that he fooled, so nobody on there. We all picked him.
So if you had chosen somebody else,
right,
you would have gotten 25 and the person who told you would have won.
He should have been here.
All right, thanks for the call. We appreciate that. So did we explain it to that guy? Incidentally, he's listening on the podcast. We are what now? Number 27th comedy podcast in the nation, which we're really very happy about.
Yay.
Gary Conrad is here.
Gary's even applauding.
Gary, where are you performing, or is it go to your website?
Inn,
okay.
8601 Ballymore Avenue, College Park, Maryland. 474-2800, area code 301.
What I like this is you would think hypnotists would sound like, hello, I'm the amazing Blackstone. But then you get Gary Conrad. It's like, I'm at the Clarion. Come over there. If you want, I will hypnotize you to blow your doors off.
And we got some free T-shirts for some of your listeners if they want to come by and pick them up. I'm not kidding.
I know. It's the way you talk. It's the way you talk, man.
All
right.
I bet all his info will be on the website, Beth Ann.
No, it's at the card right in front of Mike.
But can it be on the website?
It can.
Then it shall be.
There's so much to do.
I know.
Gary Conrad appearing tonight and tomorrow night at EJ's Landing inside the Clarion Hotel, right. College Park, Maryland. And if you'd like tickets, you can call 301-518-9145. Are you going to be the subject?
Yes, because right. There's nobody left. It's Friday.
Okay, before we do that, Gary, we asked you to come in and join us. Yeah. We're having our one-month anniversary party.
Oh, good, great.
Isn't that special?
Yes, I've been following what's been going on with this show. Very intriguing.
Good times, okay? And she'll be the one. Beth Ann McBride will be the one you're hypnotizing to.
All right, we're going to do her after you look her up.
We're going to do her after we look her up. Isn't that what we want to do every day, boys?
Absolutely.
I'm going to open the champagne.
Oh, be careful, Mike. Whoa.
You could take out an eye.
Watch where you point that thing.
Don't point it at the TV.
You've done this before.
If I had a nickel.
Hey!
Nicely done.
Oh,
congratulations, everybody.
All right. Let's see. Katie, can you come over and get this bottle here? And or whoever's got free. Joe, you got free hands. You can come over and get the bottle.
I got free hands.
There you go. And pour away. And let's open up our first gift. Okay? Who goes first? How about me?
Yeah, okay.
All right. I've got some gifts for you, Joe.
Aww.
You drew Joe? I didn't think you drew Joe.
Wait, Joe's pouring, so who's got somebody else?
I've got one for Rob here.
Oh, thank you. This is from Kate, Buzz.
Okay. All right, Buzz, you open yours first.
All right, very good. This is from Kate.
And have a little sip of this champagne.
How exciting is that?
Oh, this is good stuff. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Shondell.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you,
Shondell Barton, Riddle.
Always ready. Always prepared.
She knows me so well.
What did she get you?
Katie got me a pill case stacker.
Oh,
that's very nice.
For the elderly.
So I can organize my pills or for the medicated.
For today's modern drug addict.
That's right.
That's very good. Who's next?
Thank you, Katie.
I can go. This is from Buzz.
All right, from Buzz, go ahead. Yeah. Rob is opening Buzz's gift and our secret Santa for our one-month anniversary.
It's a book called Jokes and Riddles.
Rob's all about jokes and games.
And famous people, the game of celebrity impersonations.
Oh, wonderful.
Wow. Fantastic. I don't want to play with Mike.
Did you go over your $20 limit?
I did not.
Okay, who's next? Beth Ann?
Okay.
Under 10.
Joe?
Under 10, very good. All right. Joe,
can you pick that up? It's for Mike.
Oh,
I had
you
Mike.
Got me. You got me.
And I got you.
Oh, my God. You went over $20.
What's a stack of gifts
Okay, wait.
They're like four or five gifts
up to the
there.
Boss.
They're in the order I want you to open.
Of course.
Okay, the card first.
Open them in McBrittian order, Mike.
I'm stacking pills.
Hold it for him, Joe.
All right, here we go.
Okay, and what I did was I got you a gift for every week we've been on the air.
That's fun.
That's right. And you didn't go over your $20.
No.
All right, here's the card. Hold on.
Card and everything.
What'd you get, Charlie?
I can't do it yet.
I know.
Here's the card. The card says, to live is to need.
Uh-huh.
To share, to love. And then on the inside, when... You hold me in your arms.
It says when use.
When use, hold me in your arms.
When use, hold me
it
in your
seems
arms.
As if the five of us were made for each other. Use make my life complete. Happy anniversary. TMOS, BA. Thank you very much, BA.
Oh, sweet.
The car was for all of us.
All right, I'll open up the first one.
When we hold us in our arms.
Sure, it didn't say. Use. Every time I look in the mirror, I think of you.
Pocket poker.
What? Yes,
pocket poker.
I hardly.
That's very, very exciting. Pocket poker. Thank you.
And the battery's included.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Isn't that thoughtful? How you keep it under
$20. That's what I'll be playing, a little pocket poker today.
Yeah, want to play an away game?
So that's what they're calling
big
it now.
Boy, Dr. Drew, play pocket poker.
And
with
I hope
me.
You take this in the vein it was given.
Billy Blank's boot camp. Is that the Tybo guy?
Yeah, you're getting ready, man.
Oh,
you
no.
Talked about
no,
that?
I really did. This is thoughtful. I appreciate it.
It's a workout.
All right.
Right in the trash.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's good. That's a lovely gift. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Let's see what the next one is.
Isn't it great that you get to open them in order, Mike?
Yeah. Yes, they're all leading up to.
For each week, we've been on the air.
They're building.
The last one is a cyanide capsule.
This is the. What is this? My first fishbowl.
Lamaze. For your aquarium.
This will be the aquarium I keep in here.
Yes.
This is a child's toy.
And they won't die.
Very, very exciting.
And you don't have to clean it out, really.
Fish that won't die.
And incidentally, for our listeners at home, we will not be doing this every month. I just wanted to pass that
every
along.
Week?
Somebody... It was just, yes, every week.
Pour me some champagne.
Oh, yes.
Did I get some champagne?
Now, what is this?
Oh,
this
Joe,
is all gone.
Some...
This is a FedEx.
I'm a baby gorilla.
Is this a real legitimate FedEx package?
No, I didn't have a box.
Oh, all right. Okay, let me see what's in here. God, everything's wrapped. Everything is wrapped very good. Now it's got tissue paper.
What is it?
It's a plate.
Yes, it is. Oh. But it's not just any plate.
Oh, is this a special plate
it's
that
a
we
very
could put up on the
plate.
Wall?
Maybe.
Oh, no, is it?
It's a Rob Spiewak plate?
Maybe.
Oh, no.
Oh,
is it
gonna
really?
Be? It's a Rob Spiewak plate. The Kentucky Colonel. Both with K is Rob Spiewak.
Look at the back of it.
That's very good.
That's
that
great.
Rocks. That yeah. rocks. All right, that's Joe, excellent. Nothing is going to compare to Beth Ann, but I got you two gifts. Here you go, Joe Ardinger. Open them up.
I like Wonderful. The wrapping paper.
Actually, go with this one first.
Okay. Right.
Maddie wrapped them.
I think you'll enjoy this. Incidentally, man, I got a hats off to the people at CVS drugstores.
There you go. Uh-huh. What'd you get?
It's an eye puppy.
Oh, that's
yeah,
nice.
Because you know I know you like your puppies, and now you can play with that back in the back room.
Oh yeah, I'll put it on my desk.
Very good.
Who got your gift for you, Joe?
I did. Yeah, I actually right. yes, that's very it.
Good. And there's another one.
Might have been why I was saying that I'll hand Joe his gifts right now.
I see. I thought you were just handing them. I thought you were handing them out.
Oh, that's excellent.
I got Joe a Hannah Montana wireless FM microphone.
Oh my God! I almost got that for you.
Yes.
Oh my God!
Isn't that clever? Now he can practice at home for Joe Radio.
Great now minds. You can have more of a coverage right. than WJFK.
Do we yeah, get everybody? Is everybody covered?
No, Kate has to open hers.
It's BA's turn. I got BA.
Okay.
Yeah. BA. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I was so wrapped up in giving. I forgot.
I believe it's an alcoholic beverage.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Open that one.
Oh, it's so nice.
Oh, my God. We're running out of time.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, Tracy and I have been on, ever since that banquet, we've been on a little red wine.
Little red wine kick?
Yeah, very nice.
Awesome. So. All right, now for Katie. Do we have for Katie?
Thank you, Joe.
Who doesn't like red wine?
I'm afraid of it. I think it looks like a giant lunchbox.
Now, who got Katie's gift? Rob got loyal. Katie's gift.
Isn't
Look at the
that
two of them.
Tidy.
That's what he did.
Thick
That's
as thieves they are. They're together all
Whoa,
day.
Oh, it's noisy.
The it
last
is noisy.
Gift.
All right.
Oh.
What is that? What is that gift for the next Mrs. Rob Spiewak? What is it?
Oh.
Incredible hot gloves now.
Oh, that's wonderful. Nice.
We don't know what that means, that's but right. that's nice.
Happy anniversary, Happy everybody. Anniversary. Wasn't it special? I enjoyed
I
that.
Love it.
All right. Is it time for, it is time for Buzz
be,
in
yeah.
the next segment,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
And later on, we are going to be playing Tard Sharks, if we have time.
Tard Sharks.
And I have to go get hypnotized.
You have to go. Go now. Okay, and Gary, take Beth Ann and get her ready to be hypnotized. You can't tip your hand as to what you're going to do until you do it, right? Is that right. the way it works?
Unless you got something special you want to write down, a little note for me.
Yeah, let me do that right now. Hold on a second before we go to break. All right.
Finally, the truth comes out as Beth Ann prepares to be hypnotized.
There you go. Just read that, Gary. Okay.
That first letter's an N.
Okay.
It's an N, yes. Yeah. Nude.
Okay, I understand.
Thank you. Off you go now.
Okay.
Take care. Thank you, Beth Ann. Thank you, Gary. Thanks
Thank you.
To everybody.
Happy anniversary, Mike.
The second buzz of the afternoon and your phone calls are coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.